Susie, S-U-S-I-E, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Date of birth is 5/16/55.
Hey, would you go in my room and grab that result printer from?
Our patient is a 67-year-old woman who works at Texas Emergency Hospital here in Cleveland, Texas. She was born in that hospital. She's been divorced for 18 years, has been pregnant 3 times. She is a smoker, and she continues to smoke.
Would you swap that with the Heflin's abdominal ultrasound results? Because that's a better one.
She was married before, but she's been divorced for 18 years. She's pregnant. She lives in Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, Texas. And her son lives close to her, period. In the paragraph, she comes in today with cough, congestion, ear pain. Also has had issues with leg pain, ear and sinus problems, symptoms of weakness, possible TIA, some nausea, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure, no convulsions. And blood pressure being out of control. COVID immunization up to date. Social, she does smoke, she doesn't drink. She last period was 1993. Allergy, morphine, surgery, right shoulder plate, carpal tunnel surgery, medical problems, hypertension, asthma, anxiety. Review of system as above. Patient's alert, awake, no distress, 136 pounds. The last time she saw us was in 2018. At that time, her weight was 124.
Did you find it?
Did you give it to her? Blood pressure medications includes atenolol, hydrochlorothiazide, 50/25, and clonazepam, 2 milligram at nighttime. That's medication list. On exam, 136 pounds, up 13 pounds since 2018, 99%, 95.9, 16, 66, 170 over 94. Heart positive, swim positive to the lungs, bronchi, TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological, non-focal, skin shows the rash. Oral mucosa with a lesion pressure has decreased pulses in the lower extremity. Assessment sinusitis. Number 2, treat with Rosefin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Z-Pack. Next one is Metrol Dose Pack. Next one is Conjunctivitis, add Tobramycin. Next number patient needs yearly mammogram. Next one is not interested in Cologuard or colonoscopy at this time. Next number chest x-ray will be done in the hospital so we can compare it to the previous one with history of COPD. Next number, she does have symptoms of a possible TIA. The carotid ultrasound is very impressive in that she has both soft and hard plaques throughout the carotid, over 50% occlusion, especially on the right side. Patient is going to be scheduled for CTA. Next number, CTA will be done at the hospital with the chest x-ray, as was discussed with patient. Next one is yearly mammogram ordered. Next number, let's see. As far as abdominal ultrasound is concerned, she has a fatty liver, and she has lots of calcifications in her aorta. Please go back on top and put family history. Mom died of heart disease. Dad was killed. There's no family history of colon cancer. Then come down. She definitely has peripheral vascular disease in the lower extremities. Next number, she has both LVH and RVH. She cannot rule out pulmonary hypertension. Next one is blood pressure out of control. Next number is add Irbesartan, 150 milligram once a day. Next number is, I told her to take the medication on a regular basis. Next number, she's going to come back next week. Next number, check blood pressure at the hospital. She works in environmental services at the hospital. Next number, we also looked at her lower and upper extremities. As I mentioned, PVD is present. Next number, we talked about smoking. She really does need to quit smoking. Next number, we'll rule out any evidence of carotid, significant carotid stenosis requiring endarterectomy via TIA. Next one is check blood work in face of weight gain. Findings discussed with patient at length. Thank you.